Good evening. We have a mystery story out of Washington. Five people have been arrested and charged with breaking into the headquarters of the Democratic National Committee in the middle of the night.
Watergate. Before Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein, before Deep Throat, before the cover-up, there was the Watergate break-in itself and the arrest of the five men who did it. At the time, almost nobody understood the significance of those arrests, or how they would lead to the fall of President Richard M. Nixon, or how they very nearly didn't happen at all. Welcome to a special bonus episode of Flashback. I'm Sean Braswell. Today we consider another extremely fateful moment from history. The summer night in 1972, when five burglars were arrested at the exclusive Watergate condo and office complex in Washington, D.C. Sometimes the fall of a powerful leader takes years of resistance and political organizing. Sometimes it takes a bloody coup. And sometimes it's as simple as a single man doing nothing one night in a local bar. They were called the Bum Squad. Late on a Friday night in June 1972, Sergeant Paul Leeper of the Washington, D.C. Police Department and two fellow officers were dressed up as hippies and cruising the streets of Georgetown in an unmarked light blue Ford sedan. They weren't looking for a good time. They were looking for criminals. It was after midnight, and Leeper, a 10-year veteran of the force, was about to head home after putting in 2 hours of overtime. Then, an alert came in over the radio.
The call comes out at 1:52 a.m. The guard thinks he has a burglary at the Watergate, something to that effect.
This is Sergeant Leeper in 2012, telling the story to a group of students at North Marion High School in West Virginia.
We respond to the front of the Watergate complex. We get out of the car. We park legally. We don't have any red light or siren on, anything like that going. It's an unmarked cruiser, and it's a funky-looking cruiser. It don't look like a police cruiser should.
Leeper and his colleagues didn't look like cops either. The Watergate burglars had stationed a lookout across the street at the Howard Johnson Motor Lodge. He reportedly saw the bum squad roll up, but didn't give them a second glance. He was watching a horror movie on TV at the time, Attack of the Puppet People. And so the bum squad entered the building and proceeded to make one of the biggest arrests in American history, catching five men breaking into the Democratic National Committee's offices on the sixth floor.
The burglars forced a stairwell door, then taped its latch open. At first, the police found nothing. Then they spied five men crouching behind some desks.
But here's the thing. The bum squad was not the first to get the call to investigate that night. The vehicle responsible for that area, Squad Car 80, had been contacted by the dispatcher first, but was unable to respond. Why? Sergeant Leeper again.
Well, the scout car, the patrol car that run that area, he kind of begs off. He says, I'm low on gas. I can't take the calls to the dispatcher.
Squad Car 80's lack of gas became part of the Watergate saga. Who knows how things might have played out had a uniformed police officer in a patrol car turned up at the Watergate that night instead of the bum squad. Maybe the lookout could have warned the burglars in time. It's an amazing what-if from history, but it's even more interesting than that. For decades, no one really examined Squad Car 80's low-on-gas claim. Then a few years ago, a historian and biographer named Craig Shirley looked more closely at what happened that night. Shirley spoke with the owner of a nearby bar that was a favorite hangout of Washington's police officers at the time. Officers would often stop there for free meals and free drinks, even while on duty. The owner told Shirley that Squad Car 80 was not low on gas. Its officer had started drinking bourbon and coke around midnight.
11825, code 6, 105 North Avenue, 52.
By the time the call to investigate came into the walkie-talkie lying on the bar, he could barely walk. The bar owner, no stranger to inebriated officers, told him he should tell the dispatcher that he was out of gas and couldn't respond. And so that's what he did. Shirley subsequently tried to confirm the identity of the officer in Squad Car 80 that fateful evening, but he got nowhere. He told me that he ran into the blue wall of silence, not to mention a messy, haphazard archive with no pertinent records at the Metropolitan Police Department of the District of Columbia. Watergate ended the presidency of Richard Nixon, and it changed American political life in profound ways. Among other things, the Supreme Court ruled that the president is not above the law, and 48 people were convicted, including two of Nixon's attorneys general and his chief of staff. And to think, it might have all turned on some bourbon and Coke. Now that's a strong drink. Thanks for listening, and please stay tuned to this feed for more bonus episodes on fateful moments from history in the weeks ahead. Flashback is written and hosted by me, Sean Braswell, senior writer and executive producer at Aussie. It was edited by Maeve McGoran and produced by Tracy Moran. Chris Hoff engineered our show. Make sure to subscribe to Flashback on the iHeartRadio app or listen wherever you get your podcasts.